All right, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Late Night Shots Podcast, episode 81. This is kind of a last-minute short notice on. We got number second in the country, you know, for Blair Academy 220, Noah Pettigrew. What's up, man?
Yo.
All right, you know, I think let's get right into it. We got limited time on our hands, so, you know, if you just want to talk about what you guys have been going through this season, you know, just with wrestling.
Actually, I kind of went to virtual, and I wasn't going so hot, so because, like, Blair was shutting down and everything, it was weird, and I don't know, it's been hard to, like, find tournaments and stuff to go to. That's about it.
Have you guys even wrestled recently or not?
Well, they went to preps, but I didn't go to that.
Yeah.
So I got injured.
No, I also heard, you guys aren't letting out-of-state students back in.
Yeah, so that's kind of what happened.
Yeah, that kind of destroyed, like, a little bit of your team, too.
Yeah, a lot of people went home and had to stay there and stuff.
Who were the guys that went home? I think Rylan Rogers was the big one, right?
Yeah, me, Rylan, TJ went home for a little while.
Yeah.
Mark Anthony was home for a little while, and yeah.
Wait, what state are you from?
I'm from Georgia.
Oh, shit. Nah, you're right. Yeah, you and Chase. Dude, I was about to message you after that match, too, but I felt bad.
Which one?
When Chase and Jimmy wrestled, you said, oh, it's about to be first period tech.
Oh, that's I thought it was going to be.
Dude, I'll be honest. I didn't think Jimmy was going to win that either, but, like, I got to root for my boy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I love him back, though. Yeah, it's so weird when, like, you know fucking, like, all of them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember Keontae, I was like, let's go with who's number one matchup. Then Chase texted me. I was like, I didn't even know who you are, to be completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird right now, but yeah. He's
so good on top. I don't even know why.
Yeah, I really don't I feel either. But, you know, you're committed to UNC. What really went into making that decision?
Well, like, I went there, like, the school's beautiful and everything, and, like, the coaching lineup is just stacked. And, like, Jordan Oliver's there also, and I feel like we're going to have a good recruiting class coming in. A couple Georgia kids are there that I'm really good friends with, and it just felt like a good place for me to grow, really.
Yeah. Dude, it's so hard keeping this professional when we actually know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Questions to ask, but I think this is perfect time to talk about it. Your boy, J.O., you know, one match away from becoming an Olympian. Are you watching? Are you going to watch?
Yeah, I'm going to try and watch that my next class.
Yeah, man. It's about it. Okay. The whole thing that Uzbekistan dude not making weight, too.
How much did he miss by?
Wait, what happened?
How much weight did that Uzbekistan dude miss?
I don't, you know, I've heard that, like, when they know they're not going to make weight, they just eat before weigh-ins, and then just, they just show up to weigh-ins because they have to.
Mm.
Or maybe he actually missed about a 0.1 or something, but, like, I just really doubt it with a lot of these foreign guys and what they do. But, you know, that's kind of huge because I had him beating J.O. like 6-0. So
I don't know. I feel like J.O. like shows up like when it needs to happen.
Yeah, 100%. But, like, again, this is a draw that nobody wants, right?
Yeah.
A lot of it was the undisputed faith, right? But, like, I know we're from the U.S. We all want to pick our guys, but, like, you have to have, like, some sense of, like, just unbiasedness with that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you going into your senior season? Oh, your senior season's over, right?
No, I'm a junior.
Shit. No, no, you're right, dude. It's so hard keeping track of grades, but your junior season's kind of just done, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you kind of just lost a year. So that's so bad.
Yeah, I kind of lost a little one, but it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Some good things happen, some bad things happen.
I think Feldman's done after this year, too.
You think he's done?
I think he's a senior.
Yeah, he's getting. No, he's a junior this year.
He's a junior. Dude, yeah. I'm still on all this. I haven't kept up with anything. We did the same thing during the Chase podcast. I was like halfway through. I'm like, shit, what grade are you in? But yeah. Yeah, going into next year, you know, obviously we already talked about this. There's one matchup you want. It's that one. You know, what would you be looking forward to in that one?
Nick Feldman seems like a good kid, but it seems like everyone he wrestles doesn't really, like, attack him, really. Like, they kind of, like, seem a little intimidated. I feel like if I just pressure him the whole time, it'll be a good match.
No, 100%, dude. I'll be honest with you right now, like, no, I'm not going to say I don't know who wins that match. I'm not going to say that. But if you watch him at who's number one, dude, 100%, that's the most impressive performance. Like, I don't want to say anything too soon, but he literally looks like fucking Kyle Snyder there.
Yeah, he did. He looked good. I'm not going to lie.
And what was the other guy from nobody from Georgia, Chase, beating Keontae Hamilton?
Yeah, that was – well, like, I wrestled Keontae. Me and Keontae are 1-1. And I kind of, like – broke it down for Chase, like what he's going to do and everything. So that's what we practiced for a while.
I mean, do what you got to do. I was talking to Keontae. I was like, damn, like I think pretty much everybody had Keontae win the matchup too. Yeah. To be honest, I was kind of shocked. Like I was just sitting in my room just freaking the fuck out. I was like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so, you know, if you just want to. What do you got coming up next season?
Well, we're going to go to Fargo. We're going to have another Elite Eight duel things.
You're not planning on bumping up the heavyweight or anything like that, are you?
I'm too short.
Yeah. Are you like in the 220 right now? Because you don't look that big. I see you wrestle.
Yeah, I'm actually walking around at like 215, 212 in that range.
I mean, this is probably the one weight class you can get away with. Got to be a little bit small too.
Mm-hmm.
So UNC, I'm assuming you're planning on going 97?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Not trying to wrestle no big dudes.
Dude, like some of these heavyweights are fucking scary, man.
Yeah, like Gable Stevenson is a man. Yeah.
It's like not even that. It's like you look at fucking Greg Kirkfield, he plays seventh in that weight class.
And he's a man too.
I was thinking he was 228 at Nationals. He put out a post on Instagram saying he was 260. And that man still has abs. Like, I know I did some stupid shit just to piss people off and picked him over Gable.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like you see me doing that all the time. Like I do shit. It's pretty funny, but you know, now that he's like 32 pounds heavier, you know, I doubt he gets handled the way he did at the trials. But
yeah, he was little. I think he'll be good though.
Because what did he get majored by Mason Paris, then came back to beat him at the trials too?
Yeah, he did get majored, and then he came. Yeah, that is true.
Like, I don't know, man. Like if Gable does dip. Who do you think has it, Paris or Kirk? Or anyone else, actually? Because was it Cassiope just beat Don Bradley, too? Like I want to make the excuse because you know he got pinned twice against Paris, right? Like, I can defend getting caught once, but he essentially got caught twice. There's no way to defend that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't really see Gable dipping. I think he's on his rise. I don't think he's getting beat.
I don't think he has to. That's the thing, right? Because what does he get from being a 3-time national champ? Most accomplished heavyweight in Minnesota history? That's really it. Yeah. And there's no guarantee he wins out. Because we see this with, like, every guy coming in. Like, Gwizdowski looked unbeatable. And Snyder's the only guy that won out.
Yeah, that's true.
But you said you're going to Fargo next season.
Yeah, I'm going to go 220.
I haven't seen you wrestle. And I haven't seen you wrestle in a minute now I think about it.
Yeah, I actually just tore my elbow.
Nah, shit, dude. How long are you going to be out for that? How are you just kind of just wrapping it up? Or?
I'm coming back from it because I've been out for like 3 months or something like that. And I'm getting back into it and feeling good, feeling strong.
Bet, that's solid. What other – do you know if Feldman's going to be in these tournaments? Because I think you two are consensus, 1 and 2, and then I'd kind of throw PJ at a 3 there in folk style at least.
I don't know where I'd put PJ because he got beat pretty bad by Gavin Nelson.
I mean, that's also freestyle. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yeah.
Because if you see guys, like, what was it? I think Wick and Marstaller is probably the best one, right? They wrestled about a couple months ago, and then Marstaller attacked him, and Wick pinned him at the trials.
Hmm.
So, I mean, like, yeah. I mean, there's obviously less difference at a heavier weight class, especially when you're – I wouldn't even see lower-level guys. I just mean, like, they're not, like, Gable Stevenson, Nicholas Dowski going at, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But a big thing I want to talk about, I heard weight changes might be coming to Jersey.
Yeah, I went from 195 to 220.
Yeah, they're making it. I mean, they're making it 215. I don't think that's too much of a difference for really anybody.
Yeah, not really. It's only like 5 more pounds. I ain't really done.
Did you watch New Jersey States in 2020?
2020? Let me think. I think.
Did you watch like your weight class at least?
I didn't. I think I was at a tournament that we can watch it or something.
So there was a big ass kid from Rahway, right? He was like 270 cutting to 220. Dude's fucking
270 to 220?
I mean he's 270 now, he's probably about 250 cutting to 220. But what's his name? You know Rob Demersion from Morristown? I mean that's not the guy I was talking about, Josh Derisme. That dude was something else, right? I had him upsetting Kyle Jacob too in the quarters.
Dang.
But I mean he got kinda diced up technically.
That's a lot of weight. 250 to 220?
Yeah. I know we were talking about the one video I posted yesterday of the dude 127 and up.
Yeah, that dude.
See, the thing is,
that's a mean double leg.
Yeah, it's like I don't even think it's that good. I don't want to bash the kid. Like I'm more mad at like ESPN mm-hmm. Sports Center for not fact checking me because I've messed around and like posted some dumb shit like that before. You know?
Yeah.
Again, nobody expects to go viral, but I know for a fact ESPN, they DM you asking for permission to use the clips. And use mm-hmm. it best, right?
Yeah.
So what's your main take on that?
I don't even know if they know what real wrestling is, really.
Yeah, because just look at it, like, from a wrestler's perspective that's, like, actually at the top of the game, like the Olympics and shit. Mm-hmm. Look at the headlines you could have had, right? Gable Steveson, 265 pound, does a cartwheel back Randolph backflip after winning Olympic berth at 20 years old. Kyle Snyder, defending Olympic champ, defends his spot. David Taylor comes back from injury to win the Olympic spot. Kyle Dane defeats the king, right?
Yeah.
But then they chose to post this video because it went viral on TikTok.
Yeah, it was dumb. It was stupid.
Like, again, but, like, it's not against the kid. Like, he's a good wrestler. You know what I'm saying? Like, we judge
everything based on what Jersey does.
Yeah. Like, being from Jersey, yeah. Judge everything based on what Jersey does, right? Like, the baseball. Uh-huh. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I just got to get in my next class. I'm going to sit on the computer, though.
Yeah, you're good. Are you just walking through the hallway?
I'm about to.
Are all going to be in your next class? Or?
What?
Are hella people going to be in your next class or now?
No, that's going to be good.
All right, for sure. Nah, fuck it. I'll just keep talking because I don't know what the audio people are going to listen to. But, yeah, just.
You're going to talk.
Yeah, no. What was I even talking about? Dude, like, even if you look at it, right? Like, as being from Jersey, like, your baseline, everybody thinks it's, like, the baseline for heavyweight being Jimmy Mullen. Meanwhile, he's out here being, like, the best in the country right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you look at 220, everybody thinks just because you're big and jacked, you're going to be some sort of beast, right?
That's literally not true.
Yeah. It's like, I'll be honest, like, the kid's good. Like, Indiana wrestling isn't bad, but, like, you can't tell me that kid would make states in Jersey.
The only person I can think from Indiana that's actually, like, top tier right now is probably Christian Carroll.
No, that dude, he's from Indiana. I didn't even know that. Yeah, that dude's pretty
solid. Yeah, he's a monster.
You're kind of lagging right now. I'll just wait till you get inside.
Yeah.
But yeah, that dude's a fucking beast, dude. He went, he forward Brad's name up. I'll give credit where credit's due. Like,
yeah, he's only a sophomore, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's huge. How far do you think Mullen would have made it in juniors?
Well, I think Chase beat the dude that won.
Chase beat the dude who won?
Yeah. Hendrickson. And yeah.
I mean, Hendrickson also wrestled pretty fucking good, and he beat Jordan Wood in nationals.
Dang, that is true.
Yeah, he
I don't know.
Club, like, because I think we have to agree, right, that Lewis would be Mullen.
Yeah.
And then Lewis plays fourth. I mean, granted, he's Jimmy Stoller sophomore, right? It's not like if you look at 97, it was just nobody than Braxton Amos.
That is true. He had, like, no competition, it looked like, but he had some pretty solid kids, too, which was weird. Well, solid high kids, at least.
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, no, your internet's kind of dying right now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
All right. Well, like, yeah, he had solid high school kids. Like, I guess good for that.
Yeah, you want to just start wrapping it up if you're just going to be outside? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, for sure. Nah, we'll just start finishing up. Yeah. But overall, though, what's one thing you're looking forward to next season or one match you're trying to wrestle with a certain person next season?
You already know Nick Feldman. You're that number one spot.
I mean, all that. Yeah, no, 100%. All right. So, you know, I think this was something we just put on last minute for you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Thank you, Noah, for coming on. And this has been episode 81 of Late Night Shots. We'll see you guys again next time.